Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
Idiot! I'm sitting on a gold mine!
Don't make me smack you, sweetheart. I'll do it.
Taking paws off me, you damn dirty ape! This town needs an enema!
It is most non-heinous.
Welcome to Comic-Cons, a geek podcast for the rest of us. Who are the rest of us? Just the people that don't take this shit that seriously. My name is Nick Stevens. I'm your host. With me today is just me. For now, for a little bit. Look, you know the setup. You know that the format of the show, you know, listeners, friends alike. You know, we have a setup. You know, we have a skeleton, an ossature, so to speak, and that is that we rant about something, and then we ramble about something else, and then somewhere in between we talk about a movie or a TV show or a cartoon or a comic book or something based on one of those or out of those or in of those alike, and we wax rhapsodically, right? You know what I'm saying? And at some point a guest comes on, you know, and joins me in the madness, but sometimes it's just me. Today's a little bit of both. I was going to spend the majority of this episode talking about the 25th anniversary of Batman, Mask of the Phantasm. I saw it in theaters for its one-day-only reprisal, and it was magnificent. Look, it still holds up 25 years later. But before I get into that, some other news kind of came up today. You know, we had a passing of a titan, of a giant in the comic book world, a legend, Mr. Wayne. No. Couldn't help myself. But Mr. Stan Lee, you know, Mr. Stan the man, Excelsior himself, the leader of the true believers in the Marvel Universe and just in the comic verse all around, just a great loss. He passed away today at the age of 95. Now that is a hell of a run, you know, 95 years, you know, and all I can say is, he touched a lot of minds and a lot of hearts and a lot of imaginations at that. And I can't even begin to list all the characters that he was responsible for creating or at least had a hand in creating. You know, X-Men, Avengers, Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, The Incredible Hulk, Doctor Strange, the list goes on. But it kind of helped me bring this all home, you know, to kind of help me get this all started. And I do have some other things to talk about, some fun things to talk about. It's not going to be a memoriam episode, but I just thought we'd start this thing off properly to give credit where credit's due and to give homage where homage is once due and maybe help the sun set before it rises again. Anyway, I'm putting in a call to the one, the only, the magnificent, the unparalleled Mr. James Powell. Hopefully he'll answer. Maybe he won't, but again, we can always say that we tried.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Oh, system. Shit.
Six,
I was worried about this.
1209752.
Oh, 5 minutes early. Yeah, that's why. We'll call back. Maybe he'll call me back. You know, maybe he'll see that I called him and he'll call me back. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what happens, right? Then that's always a question we can ask ourselves, right? You know, in the meantime, why is Texas Toast so good? Can anybody answer that? Can anybody email the podcast at comiccons podcast@gmail.com and just answer that question for me? Why is Texas Toast so goddamn good? You know, You know, when I shift off my mortal coil, am I going to wonder about that? Is there going to be something in the afterlife explaining why Texas toast is so damn good? What's left behind, people? You know, when we leave this earth, what's left behind besides our thoughts, you know? I mean, come on. I'm not a food snob. You know what I mean? By any stretch of the imagination. You know, some people, you talk to them like, hey, what do you want to eat for dinner? And they're like, anything but a chain restaurant. Well, excuse the fuck out of me. I fucking like chain restaurants. Look, I love Chili's. The 2 for $20? 2 for $20? 2 meals, you and a date, you and a bud, you and your mom, you and your pops, whoever, you and your dog for $20? You can get that honey roasted fried chicken, that honey glaze. You know what I'm saying? And then maybe she gets the kielbasa, or maybe she just gets a burger, you get a steak. I mean, the 2 for $20? Come on. And Carrabba's? Look, I've lived in Italia. I might have lived in a houseboat in Spain, no big deal, but I've lived in Italia, you know, on the boot. You know what I'm saying? And I've had the calamari. You know what I'm saying? But then I went to Carrabba's here, and I had it here, and it's good. It might be my favorite. So there's that. Oh, James is calling back. Here we go. Ahoy, hoy.
Am I the $100 million call?
Oh, yes, you are. And you've won 2 hand jobs. Not one. Count them, 2.
I just had this call with 2 hand jobs.
Well, you know what this show is. It's the Comic-Con's podcast, baby.
It's 2 hand jobs over. Well, yeah, that is better than $1 million.
Hey, I mean, come on. You wanted $1 million. You're going to spend $1 million on 1 million hand jobs, or you're going to have 2 solid hand jobs right now?
From a hawk of a man.
Mr. James Powell, how are you this evening?
Sad times.
I know, right?
Sad times, man. Can't believe it. Well, can't believe it, but just can't believe it. How about that?
I did a little preface before I called you, or rather, I called you, but I called you a little early, so that was my fault.
No. I just stepped away, you know. Had to get some tissue.
I understand. Look, Mr. Stan the Man himself, you know, Stan Lee, right, passing away. I did a little intro, but... Well, let's speak on it. Let's talk on it for a little bit before we dive into a little bit of news. I mean, what's your thoughts? What's your takeaway?
Well, I mean, I knew at 95, sooner or later, it was going to come knocking. But I can't say that, he was legendary just still being here. So
a legend, yeah.
Yeah, legendary, man.
Excelsior.
You know, they're actually thinking about just replacing Columbus Day with Stanley Day. I'm all for it.
I'm all for it, too.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
You know, we don't need to honor a rapist and a pillager any longer. Let's get to the meat of the bones here. The meat of the bones. The bone of the meat? No, but I mean, look, 95 is a hell of a run, right? Hell of a run.
We knew didn't think it was going to come today. How about
right,
that?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, what was your first taste of Stan Lee? I mean, I know you're more of a DC guy than a Marvel guy, but I mean...
Oh, no. It's sort of like he's that ultimate, I guess, that ultimate in-between, you know, that lovable character that, you know, just that everybody, you know, can hold on to regardless of the parties you're affiliated with, you know.
Absolutely.
You can be Marvel or DC, but you know who Stan Lee was. You know. That's the man that brought the Spider-Man and everything.
You're goddamn right. Gave us the Fantastic Four. Gave us the Incredible Hulk. X-Men.
He broke barriers, pretty much.
Broke barriers, you know?
Yeah.
And, if I might add, pivotal figure with his comics, maybe at the time they came out, you know, during the 60s, I mean, reflecting, you know, civil rights movements in the X-Men comics, you know? That was groundbreaking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean,
didn't see anybody DC Stan, doing that.
Stan knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing.
You're damn right, he did.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing. So, I mean, this nothing but love and respect for him.
Nothing but love.
For Mr. Lee, the King. Yeah.
You know, I was sitting in the theater when you texted me. I didn't know about that. You know, I had my phone put away, but I felt the text.
You was at the movies?
I felt the vibrations. I was watching Mask of the Phantasm.
Oh, shit, that's right. The day is the 12th, isn't it?
It's the 12th, yeah. And it, you know, 25th anniversary, 25 years of that thing, man. I mean, I'll tell you what, man, it still holds up. It still holds up.
It held up yesterday. It doesn't matter. You can always go back to Phantasm anytime. But I'm not I'm gonna be totally honest. I'm always in and out whenever I watch it again. Like I watched it maybe like 5 good times all the way through. But now when I go back and try to, you know, just relive it again, I'm always in and out. So
I can see that.
Yeah, but it's still like I with Phantasm, you saw that other side of Bruce that the animated series was always heading towards. Yeah.
Give it that young Bruce, you know.
Yeah, that young Bruce. Yeah.
And Alfred kept walking in on him, you know, when he was trying to get laid.
That's that good Kevin Conroy back then.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of voice acting, I mean, Mark Hamill's Joker in that. I mean, I think he. I mean, the Joker was great on the show, but his Joker in that movie is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's probably the best Joker. I mean, it might be the best Batman movie, like plot wise, story wise. You know what I mean?
I mean, can't nothing else top it. I mean, you what did you have after Phantasm? You had Mr. Freeze, right?
Yeah, you had I think you had the one we did. We had Forever, and then we had Batman and Robin.
Yeah, and Batman.
Because this one came right after Batman Returns, at the height of the show's popularity.
No. I mean, like with the animated.
Oh, you're right.
Cartoons,
you're right.
The, was it? It was either Cold Hard. Or
no,
somebody.
Yeah, it was a Batman Sub Zero. Yeah,
Sub Zero. That's what it was. Sub Zero.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
who gets that upset? I do.
Over his woman. Well, I mean. What was Freeze's wife's name? Something Freeze.
Really? That's right, because his last name was Freeze.
Yeah. F-R-E something.
It was like Freeze for Breeze or some shit. Yeah,
for Breeze. Yeah, that's what you get. Cool wins.
Cool runnings.
Nora Freeze. That was his name, Nora.
There you go. You could understand that kind of motivation, huh? I mean, who wouldn't want to do anything for their wife? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I don't know if I'll freeze her. Maybe I'll freeze her after the killing. But,
yeah, there you go.
Those are other thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to be broadcasted. Not to be broadcasted.
Well, maybe we can take those out.
Yeah, listen. Yeah.
Hey, look, man. Look, while I got you on the phone, can I go over some news with you before I, you know?
Yeah, let's get some news.
Okay,
some
so news, how do you man. Feel about? I know you're a Walking Dead fan, right? And I don't know if you really follow the show anymore. I kind of tuned out.
I haven't been this season. I've been telling everybody. I thought they took too long with Negan. They took too long with Negan, and so here you come. What's the 7th or 8th season? And I only looked at the season opener. After that, I just I haven't watched it since. So,
well,
I'm still with it though. I'm still in the news.
I haven't watched it either. I've been kind of staying up on it, but I mean, I knew they were taking his character out. Like, I knew that he'd like announced that he was quitting after this past season. But now they're gonna do 3 Walking Dead movies focusing on Rick Grimes. How the hell you feel about that?
I don't know how to. My thing was when I first saw that, I was wondering how they're gonna break it down. Like, what storylines are they going to hit on? Because
I believe
at least with this season, we were supposed to at least get a hint or see the Whisperers storyline, where the Whisperers were the humans that kind of, you know, fell in the garbage of the zombies of the walkers, and now they're taking on walker's skin and they want to wear the walker's skin. They want to take out the rest of the new civilization, but
they're pulling a Jim Carrey with the turkey skin going silence of the lambs.
Yeah, that's it. But yeah. I don't know how else they're gonna get 3 movies. Maybe
I mean, do you think it's jump the shark or nuke the fridge or impale the zombie? I mean, how far are we gonna take this thing? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, my thing is you can't take it no further than what it is right now. It's done.
I mean,
if they need to take notes from GOT and just end it right here, like they should have just did with the movies. So, but there's nothing more you can do. People, they're done with it. Like, I keep seeing the
ratings
on it on Twitter, and it's just going down. People, because they took too long with Negan.
Took too long, and then fucks don't give a. And he's not even dead. Which I know they kept him alive in the comics, but like, bro.
Right. I mean, you keep him alive in the comics. Plus, you also keep Carl alive too. So I mean,
That's true.
They went all off. They went all off with the comics. And I guess they tried to do what Game of Thrones did, try to go off script. But no, you got to stick to that script right there. The comics is what gave his life.
So are you going to watch these movies?
No. Okay. I mean, maybe. I'll take a look at it. But
let me switch gears. Were you a fan of Deadwood?
Not too much. I couldn't get it to Deadwood. I couldn't do Deadwood.
Okay. Apparently they're making that into a movie as well. Finally.
Where did you get that from? I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I saw it online on the Slash Film or one of those.
Oh, Slash Film. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm trying to be like you and follow comicbookmovie.com.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't catch it all there. I was like,
I liked the show a lot. I liked Deadwood a lot. I liked the cast. I liked the language. It's definitely an acquired kind of taste, you know what I'm saying? But that could be kind of exciting seeing a movie. I mean, but it's years and years after the fact. I don't know if it's going to really hold up, but I mean, the same thing happened with Firefly and Serenity, and I had a hard on for days, so, you know. And I was clamoring for that sequel, and it never happened.
Not Firefly. Oh,
no, come on now, really?
Oh, my God.
No.
Taste this choice. Taste this choice.
Really?
Taste this choice. I'm not gonna give you too much flack on it. I mean, it was a good show, but it's just taste the choice. Some things go down easy, some things don't. You know, that's why we gotta wipe our mouth every time we come back up, right?
Amen. How you feel about this Swamp Thing show coming on the DC app? I know you're not a DC app guy, but
you know you slowly talked me into it the last time we.
You gotta check out Titans, man. You gotta check out Titans.
So with them coming out with Swamp Thing, I'm getting curious. Yeah. So I'm gonna stop, doing my moonshine thing with the Titans, and I might just get the app.
Oh so, yeah, you know. Hey, look.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop bootlegging.
Remember what I said though. You know what I'm saying? I can hook you up.
Oh, the family thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I think about it. Like, okay. But the Swamp Thing, I did see that. The Swamp Thing, that is kind of interesting.
I mean, they got some good casting. Jennifer Beals. They got some Virginia Madsen from Highlander coming out of the woodwork. Mm-hmm. You got mm-hmm. Derek Mears as the creature. He was the predator. No Dick Durock from the original Swamp Thing movie, unfortunately. But hey, what are you gonna do? That name Dick Durock. It's like a porn star name.
That is a porn star name.
Dick Durock. Dick Durock.
Dick Durock. I mean, you start off with Dick anyway. But
hey, I got an extra large pizza.
You see where you end up.
Yeah, in my pants.
In your pants.
Wait a minute. What?
Oh my God.
James, are you a Jeremy Irons fan?
Hmm?
Are you a Jeremy Irons fan?
For like a villain. Yes, I love him when he's a villain. Okay. I don't need him doing math.
Okay.
Or anything
all right. Well,
even though he did math, I'm good when he's a villain. He's a great villain.
Well, he is playing Ozymandias in the new Watchmen HBO show.
So is Ozymandias going? They going to make him older, or was
yeah,
that the way he's
I think
supposed
it's,
to be
it's post,
in Watchmen?
It's post Watchmen, so it's post the events. Yeah.
How is that going to work? I thought Ozymandias died.
No, remember they spared him. At the end.
Gotta watch it again.
Dr. Manhattan spared him because he was
Manhattan spared him. Yeah.
The whole thing was like, if you tell the world, then you'll just be a sham, so you have to let me go on with this. Because he killed thousands of people with his bomb.
You're right.
Then the comic, it was a giant squid creature, but you know, I mean, who's counting? You know.
That's it.
How you feel
so
about
he's
that?
Gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm with it. Because,
yeah, me too.
Because the original actor from Watchmen, he's not too far from a Jeremy Irons anyway.
I know, right?
So,
I can't remember the guy who played him in the movie.
He's gonna be like that Ian McKellen type, character, right?
Yeah, he's gonna bring some of that old Brit.
Yeah, that old Brit shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kind of a win.
Hey, what's the release date on that? I didn't see that. Where are you getting this stuff?
They are filming it right now. I don't know when it's supposed to come out, but I gotta get the HBO again because we got Game of Thrones, we got a Watchmen show.
Were you on set? Are you on set or something?
Yeah, I got a source. I got a source, man. You know.
Good grief.
I keep that ear to the ground, and I keep I keep inching towards the left.
You're like a detective Pikachu now.
Yeah. Hey, I kind of want to see that, by the way.
I have no idea what Pokemon is about.
I just saw Ryan Reynolds and I was like, you know, I'll probably watch that.
That's the only reason. Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna have to keep my ears to the ground too.
Hey, yeah. How about you just keep your hands on me?
Nick, yeah. You ever just think that whenever you have me on the show, I think it's just we ought to just call it the innuendo hour.
Are these guys gay or what? Come on.
Are they ever going to get together? I think we're like Jack and Will off of Will and Grace.
Yeah, man. I mean, they're friends. Those guys were like, they were obviously gay, but they never hooked up. They were just buddies. You know what I mean?
They did hook up.
Did they really? Huh.
Yeah.
I like how we both actually watched the show. Apparently, I did too. Ahead of its time, man.
It was like a one night stand they had, and then they never talked about it again.
Huh. That kind of happened to us one night after the gym.
Yeah, I guess that's just like Days of Future Past. It's gonna happen.
Ooh, Days of Future Past. Hey,
it's gonna happen.
Were you a fan of Breaking Bad at all?
Now, okay. My ears are to the ground. This shit, no surprise here. Yes, okay, I am.
Lay it on me. Tell the people what's happening.
Lay it on me.
Ladies and gentlemen. A Breaking Bad movie is in development.
It's in the works. I can't never think of his sidekick name. Whenever I want to say it, I can't never think of
Jesse?
It. Jesse Pinkman.
Yeah, Jesse Pinkman.
I can't never think of Jesse's name, man. Yeah, I saw that last week.
And not just like in development from like some schmuck over the hills in another neighborhood. This is Vince Gilligan, like the creator. He's actually doing it. He's actually developing.
This is a full-fledged film. So I wonder where they're going to take this.
I don't know, man.
Like pick up pieces from where Better Call Saul is right now.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
From the season of Atlanta, he just, you know, he's Saul Goodman now.
Yeah, man.
So he's coming together.
I love that show.
Sooner or later, he's
going to
meet Walt.
Well, and I'm wondering if they're just going to bypass all that and if they're just going to do a continuation of where Breaking Bad. Show us Jesse Pinkman, where he went to. And
That would be a good idea. Right? I can go with that.
Do you think Walt's dead? Do you think he's dead?
Walt's dead. You saw that?
Yeah, I mean, dead. They kind of panned up, though. They didn't really show. They showed him kind of like.
I thought he bled out, though. Didn't he bleed out?
He was bleeding. I feel like they kind of left it open. I feel like they could have like. I feel like they could totally start a movie where he's in the hospital, and they're like, "Yeah, you know."
I mean, who was in the area? It wasn't nobody else in there.
Because the sirens were going, like the cops were on their way. You could hear it. Yeah. So, but it's feasible the cops could have got there. I don't know. Maybe I'm just wishing.
Yeah, you wish for good things. You wish for good things.
So you'd be okay with a Breaking Bad movie without him, without Walt, just kind of like all the other characters?
Oh no! I gotta have some kind of good connection somewhere. Though,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. Some kind of connection to where we left off. Something.
I've watched that show twice in its entirety.
You did it twice? I only did it once, and then I catch it every now and then on AMC.
Yeah. So good.
But, yeah, that's a great show. Great show. They got the right chemistry on that.
Yeah, man. I'm excited to see what they can do with this.
Yeah. So.
And I fucking love Better Call Saul.
Next year, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, sometime next year.
2019.
Yeah, it's coming.
Serving up some juice.
Jerking it out.
Mm. I saved the best piece of news for last because of all people, anybody that listens to this show knows that you, my friend, are a huge Race Bannon fan.
I thought you were about to say a racist.
Anybody that's anybody knows that James Powell is a huge racist. Hates the whites. Couldn't be further from the truth.
Oh, man. I saw this.
Johnny Quest.
Johnny Quest. I knew Disney was going to pick it up.
Right?
I knew Disney had
it. How you feel about that?
Love it. Yeah. Love it. I'm excited for the concept, but I'm torn. I don't know if I'll... would like to have live action or animation.
I see what you mean.
Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, you can find some unknown kid out there to be just Johnny Quest and, you know, but I don't know, man. I think they could do more with animation, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll see, but I am ready to see Race Bannon.
Could you give us like a little synopsis for the folks at home? Maybe some of our younger listeners who don't know what the fuck Johnny Quest is. What is the show really about? Like what is the premise?
It's Vice President Mike Pence's early days when he used to go on adventures.
Oh, God.
So basically, Johnny Quest was a Hanna-Barbera creation, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if he ever was a true comic, but he probably was a true comic. But
he might have been like a comic strip or something, yeah.
Johnny Quest was the ultimate boy adventurer. He had a genius father in the profession, and Dr. Ben Quest, and he had an adopted brother. Was Indian brother.
Right, that's right, right. Yeah.
Yeah, he was adopted Indian brother. They never said it was his adopted brother, but Haji was his adopted brother. Yeah. And so they'll go on adventures here and there solving mysteries, not crimes. They solve mysteries.
Right.
Because that's what Scooby Doo did. Scooby Doo solved crimes.
But they were like Indiana Jones esque escapades, right?
Sort of like that. But he was just, Johnny wasn't nothing but like maybe 12 years old solving mysteries, like sci-fi type mysteries. He fought dinosaurs, Superman,
Superman.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And he had a surrogate father in Race Bannon. We all knew that.
You're damn right we
did. Dr. Ben Quest did not give a damn about Johnny.
No, he didn't.
Who knows what happened to Johnny's mother? Who knows what happened to Johnny?
I think Race Bannon and the doc had ran a train back on her.
Right, because I mean, let's just look at the genetics. Let's just look at the genetics. I mean, Race has all gray white hair. Benton had red hair, and Johnny turned out to be blonde.
Right.
I mean, Race dipped his his race car into Quest's wife's voodoo mystery.
Right.
And you get Johnny Quest.
The gene pool.
Yeah, the gene pool.
Okay.
I'm just saying, but I can't wait for this. I've been waiting for this a long time.
I know you have.
It's taken a long time because I even thought, like back then, I thought Macaulay Culkin was going to be the best Johnny Quest,
Okay.
But they just waited too long, and then we saw what happened with that.
So you're okay with like a family friendly Disney, like rated PG, G all the way, just like a family friendly fun Johnny Quest.
Did Johnny ever do any like R rated shit though?
No, I just meant like, I guess they could go dark, like PG-13 or.
I mean, do you want Johnny Quest to say, fuck my dad? Oh. Do you want him to be like
fuck
Robin?
Fuck you, Dad.
Yeah.
Fuck Batman.
Fuck Batman.
Even you said, yeah, that's too many fucks from a Robin.
I said that, and a friend of mine texted me like while he was listening to it, and he was like, fuck you, man. That shit's right on time. I guess some people really want Dick Grayson to hate Batman in these parts.
Yeah, because I just saw yesterday on the comments that they actually changed Dick Grayson. It is Rick Grayson now. I didn't know who Rick Grayson is.
It's not Rick Grayson. It's Dick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, it's Rick Grayson.
Hell no, it ain't no Rick Grayson.
We're starting the whole line with Rick Grayson.
On the show?
On the comics.
Oh, in the comics?
I mean in the comic world right now.
What?
Dick Grayson is done. Yeah, it's Rick Grayson.
They went back in time and they just said, no, his name is Rick Grayson.
I don't know. I just know it's horrible. Fucking Rick Grayson.
Well, I can't follow that shit.
Yeah.
I want my comics to stay the way they... it doesn't matter. I'm not even reading new shit anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Not really. I mean, here and there, but...
Yeah. But,
Yeah, man.
But that's all good news, sad thing, but it's all good news.
Okay. Right. And I don't think a lot of this would really be possible without Stan Lee.
No, nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Like I don't think they, like even the guy who created Walking Dead, I mean, he got a calling from Stan Lee. You know, I saw a lot of good tweets today from like Josh Brolin, Robert Downey Jr., but also other comic writers and even DC Comics and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I saw, I liked all the tributes from like the Marvel Universe, actors. I liked all the tributes.
Yeah. Chris Evans was my favorite, I think.
Chris Evans was your favorite?
Yeah, because he ended with Excelsior, I was like, man, no.
I like Hugh Jackman. I like Jackman's
thing. Oh, yeah, good call.
I like Hugh Jackman thing, too.
He had a nice one, too.
But like I said, Chris Evans had a good one, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, True Believers.
A lot of folks kept it short, though.
Yeah, they did. Short and sweet.
Kind of rough, but hey. Oh, but how about this? What was your favorite Stan Lee cameo, though?
It might be Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Where he's talking to the Watchers and he's trying to tell them like, no, I was a mailman and then he's explaining all his cameos in all the movies. I thought that was really cool.
A lot of folks like too. I like his Ragnarok one. The haircut.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, the haircut.
That was good.
Yeah, the haircut.
I even liked him in the older movies, like the Fantastic Four cameo, and even the Daredevil.
I couldn't
cameo.
Remember Fantastic Four. I'm remembering the Pulse. I'm remembering the Mailman from two, but couldn't remember the other ones though.
Oh, I thought that was the like where he shows up to the Baxter Building with mail.
That know? Was too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know. Okay. Those movies were so fucked anyway.
Yeah, but
hey. They were like Hanna-Barbera movies, you know. They did what they had to do.
They do what they had to do. Ben. Yeah.
Suck my cock.
Oh, no.
Well, thanks for the call, brother. You know, I mean, I wanted
to... Thank you for bringing me in. Yeah, I'm like glad. I said, we had to get together for this, man.
Absolutely.
Dang. Legendary. Excelsior. Legendary. Like I text you, I can't wait for the tribute, man. Whatever the tribute is going to be, I know it's going to be epic.
They got to do something.
Yep.
So we'll see.
So, what are you doing later? What are you wearing?
Ooh,
we're still on
I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, let me sign off here, and then I'll text you with a safe word and the code, because the wife could be home any minute. You know,
in case she didn't turn the heat on yet.
Lace. Okay. No, I haven't turned the heat on. It's cold. Okay, it's right. Colder than Witchy's teddy in this garage.
Oh, there you go with the nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, thanks for bringing me home.
Of course, thanks for the call, my man. You take it easy, you take it hard.
I'll take it right up the ass. Okay.
Peace, my brother.
All right, then.
Oh, Mr. James fucking Powell, everybody. God. A gentleman, a scholar, a sexy sexual tyrannosaurus, a hawk of a man. Yeah, so that's the show. You know, it was a short one. It was a quick one. And really nothing else to say after that. You know what I mean? Is the world coming to an end? No, it's not coming to an end. Are we hopeful or are we cynics? I like to think we're hopeful with a little bit of cynicism. You know what I'm saying? That being said, I'm going to share something with all of you that I haven't shared with anybody in my public life. Well, my private life. I think I might have told one person. I didn't vote. There was a midterm here in Virginia, in the U.S., and I didn't vote. And for some of our overseas listeners, it's probably like, what the fuck? You know, some of our domestic listeners are like, holy shit, what the hell's wrong with you? Well, here's the deal, okay? There was no political agenda. There was no nihilistic, thought behind this. It was really just a matter of the train was late. I got home. My dog had shit all over the kitchen. I had to take care of my son because my wife had to go to work. So it was we had to do the handoff. And he's recovering. He was recovering from a cold. You know what I mean? And I was like, do I want to race out there? We have to go by the grocery store first. I got to go sit in a line with my kid who's not feeling well. I'm fucking tired. And I was like, you know what? I'm not. I'm just not going to do it. And I voted in every single election that I was able to vote in since I turned 18. And I've always kind of taken pride in that process. But you know what? Not today. I couldn't be one of you assholes posting a picture with the I voted sticker, you know what I mean? And I'm sorry that I couldn't join the club, but look, I care, I still care, you know what I mean? But this is not a political show, this is not one of those shows that we talk about that kind of stuff, but I just wanted to throw that out there because it happened, you know? And guess what? Just because I didn't vote doesn't mean I can't complain. I can still complain, okay? I can still complain, but I'm not going to complain on this podcast unless it's about, you know, oversized trucks or insensitive public bathroom etiquette. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, the courtesy flushes, you know? I mean, if you're going to stack Lincoln Logs and Moose Lodge it up for an hour and a half, give me a courtesy flush. I mean, it's the least you could do. You know what I mean? Just don't talk to me like I'm a child. You know what I'm saying? Even though I watch cartoons and I don't read copious amounts of educational books, I know a thing or two about a thing or two. Remember, at the end of the day, whatever I said on this podcast, whatever any of my friends say on this podcast, don't take it seriously. It's just fiction. Thanks for listening.